Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu explained that a grandparent of one of his staff members recently got such a call. Pay up or the grandchild would go to jail.
Thank God my employee's grandmother stopped. They called my office to see if this person was in. They did not offer any money. I was actually here when that phone call from that scam artist came in.
Mihailu and Erie County Sheriff Timothy Howard say a senior citizen in the city of Tonawanda was not so lucky and was recently scammed out of $4,000. That was done by convincing the victim that payment was needed in the form of gift card numbers, including the PIN, to release a grandchild from police custody. Sheriff Howard says obviously no government agency uses gift card credits for financial purposes, but this is an opportunity for families to chat with elderly and young members of the family to know how to respond if that call comes.
One of the things you may suggest that you have some secret buzzword within the family in the event that you get an emergency call of this type, that you can say that had my child or had my grandson really been the person that was asking for this, they would know the code word to convince us that it's true.
Howard and Mihailu also warn people about what they post on social media. Many of the scam artists, they explained, are carefully collecting information from Facebook accounts first to use it and seem more convincing to their would-be prey. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.